Now, proposals to impose excessive usage charges on households that waste water have been given the go-ahead by the Commission for the Regulation of Utilities. Laura O'Brien is Director of Water and Compliance with the Commission for Regulation of Utilities. Good afternoon, Laura O'Brien.
Good afternoon, Anya.
Now, we all know the background, of course, to the controversy over water charges, but these are charges that will apply for households that waste water. How will you know who is wasting water?
That's a very good question. So, as you said, this policy is designed to encourage people to promote water conservation and fix their leaks. So, what Irish Water is going to do is it will, based on its monitoring of water consumption, identify customers that are using excessively and will contact them with a call to action letter to say you're liable to this charge if you don't adjust your consumption or, for example, fix your leaks. Your listeners may not know, but 10% of Irish water customers account for almost 40% of all domestic water consumption in Ireland, and it's those people that this charge is targeted on. When they're contacted by Irish Water, they'll have be given the opportunity to identify leaks that they might have on their property and avail of a first fix free scheme. And it's then after a significant amount of consumption in excess of the annual allowance is measured over 12-month periods that they would subsequently be liable for this charge.
Okay, there's a lot of detail on that. Can we just break it down a bit? So 10% excessive usage, that's around 80,000 households around the country. They'll be getting a call to action letter when?
Over the next couple of months.
Okay. Now, to many people, identifying leaks, if the leaks are the householder's responsibility, you say there's a first fix free. Does that mean if your garden has to be dug up or the pipes through your hall have to be dug up or your kitchen or your bathroom, somebody else is going to pay for it?
So the first fix free scheme is targeted at leaks, say, that are between your gate and your front door. So it would be your driveway. Leaks that are within your own household are the householder's responsibility. And these leaks, they might also be like a continuously running toilet is one of the big users of water. So it's not just sort of leaks under your kitchen, but it's also appliances within your house.
And do we have any data? Because, you know, there's obviously a big difference between, you know, fixing a loo that's not flushing properly and just running water all the time. And for instance, digging up a pipe that's running underneath your kitchen and your kitchen floor and your hall floor.
Again, we don't have data on the costs of that, but I think the important thing is that about this is about a charge that's designed to promote water conservation. So that's the focus of this. And it's a balance between encouraging people to fix their leaks, but also having an incentive via the charge to encourage that to happen.
So the first fix free, that will apply to your driveway or your garden path. What kind of charges would then apply should water above the recommended level go on being used in that household?
So the charge is set at €1.85 per 1,000 litres, and that's on consumption over the annual allowance of 213,000 litres for water, and then the similar charge then for wastewater services. So a total of 370 per 1,000 litres.
Okay, and how much would, so, and there would be a maximum of €500 to be paid by any one household, is that right?
That is correct. A cap is set at €500 if you take both services or €250 if you take just water or wastewater services from Irish Water.
And if somebody doesn't pay the charges, Laura O'Brien, what happens?
So again, the obviously, this is a charge that will be levied by Irish Water. Irish Water has measures in place to sort of facilitate payment plans if necessary. But again, I think it's important. This is not about a revenue-raising measure for Irish Water. This is, again, about sort of promoting water conservation, encouraging people to fix leaks.
All right. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on the News at One. That's Laura O'Brien.